This is podcast number 7, Corey Barksdell with Katrina Griggs in Castleberry Hill. Castleberry Hill is a kind of industrial area in Atlanta, not far from downtown Atlanta. How are you doing, Katrina?
I'm great.
And I have a couple questions I would like to ask you. I know that you're a jewelry maker. What inspires you?
I'm inspired. I'm actually inspired by a lot of different things. It just depends on where I am at what time. All things creative. So it could be the simplest thing. It could be a dried leaf that inspires me, or a branch, a pretty flower, or the clouds in the sky, or it could be some shoes someone has on, or some great fabric, or the feel, the texture of something. So it comes from many different places.
Okay. How did you get your start as an artist?
Oh, gosh. I was born. I was born. I mean, it actually is something that I've always done. I've always been creative, but I never considered myself an artist. I just knew that I liked different things. I was a little different from other people in how I viewed things. And it was actually a friend of mine who said, "Girl, you're an artist." I'm like, "Well, no." And people would ask me quite often, "Are you an artist?" And I said, "Oh, no. I'm creative. You know, they're the artists, but I'm just creative. You know, I can't paint like they paint." But I never realized that my own creativity was art.
Okay, and that creativity takes forms in other ways besides jewelry making,
right? Absolutely, absolutely. And I get a whim about something as I'm inspired by so many different things. So it goes from jewelry to fashion to home decor to painting to wire sculpture, soft sculpture dolls, just all kinds of different things. So I kind of use everything, you know, sand, dirt. I was just thinking today about flip-flops, you know, something as simple as flip-flops. I'm like, I got a flip-flop idea, and I'm going to take flip-flops and redo them.
Wow, that should be pretty interesting once you complete that project. You are also an artist agent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't consider myself an agent, okay, because an agent sounds like you're too salesperson-like, and it's very uncreative. So what I like to do, I'm just an assistant to the artist. I am sort of their beck and call girl. I can do a lot of different things, and we try to find out what it is that they're trying to do, what goals they're trying to accomplish, where they're wanting to take their art form, what level, and how do we get there? What avenue do we need to go to get there? Maybe it's publishing a coffee table book that they want to do. So, you know, all things are possible.
Okay. Including press releases, gallery showings.
Absolutely.
And, okay. All right, wonderful.
From administrative services, you know, as simple as typing out thank you notes or sending thank you notes to clients from a previous show, to following up on phone calls, to press releases, to inquiries, just putting it all together.
Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of artists that would want that service. Living in Castleberry Hill, which is a up-and-coming area in Atlanta, and I know that it's an area that a lot of artists are moving into, what do you think the state of art is at this time in Castleberry Hill?
Well, Castleberry Hill, I can say I'm coming back to Castleberry Hill because I was living here 2 years ago and had lived here for 7 years at that point. So it's been 9 years since I've become familiar with Castleberry Hill, and I've seen it grow, and more artists have been coming, you know, since that time. And it's great to see that there's a place in the Atlanta area that you have such a concentration of artists. That's my dog, Baxter. But you have such a concentration of artists in one place, that in such a variety of arts too. And then the whole lifestyle of even those who aren't artists who feel like they're a part of the arts because they live in the community.
Okay, that sounds really good. Katrina, where do you see yourself in the future?
Where do I see myself in the future? I know it has to be related to art. I know from this day on, for the rest of my days, whatever it is I do has to be art related. So be it I'm working out my own creativity or helping others with their creativity. Even my dog. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to end our interview. And I would like to thank Katrina for giving us her time and letting us know a little bit about her. Thank you very much, Katrina.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for